This is Dr. Mejia, the Deacon for the patient Raymond Jackson, medical records 138673, direct 10-1-1966. Referring physician Dr. Michelle Whitmore, procedure performed EJD and colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, cold snap, polypectomy. Date of the procedure, September 23rd, 2022. Indications, abdominal pain, diarrhea, fecal occlusal test positive. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, normal appearing EGD. Number 2, internal hemorrhage. Number 3, 2 colon polyps removed, fear paragraph. Deformization, cecum, terminal ileum. For the colonoscopy, second portion of the duodenum of the EGD. Complications, non-immediate. Medication, as per monitor anesthesia care, fear paragraph. Opera procedure, as per... Opera procedures per double temp to peer terminal ileum was also examined. Peer paragraph findings, oropharynx, pianoma, peer paragraph esophagus. Esophagus appear normal, peer paragraph stomach appear normal, biopsy taken from antrum and body radiate pylori, peer paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, peer paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 period, sigmoid descending colon, in the rectum, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters, palco biopsy, polypectomy performed, peer paragraph. Sigma descending colon appear normal, peer paragraph veniflexion appear normal, peer paragraph transverse colon hepatiflexion appear normal, peer paragraph descending colon appear normal, period. In the cecum, there's a small polyp about 4 millimeters, cold snap polypectomy performed, peer paragraph terminal ileum appear normal, peer paragraph biopsy taken from right and left side of the colon, rural microscopic colitis, peer paragraph. Recommendations 1 for the pathology report. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinical, next number. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. He's to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks.